rehearsal one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
30's the new 20.
Out fast ghetto blaster.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. You know what? Your peep this, la-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Three ladies, three generations, same perspective on life, love, and everything in between. I'm your girl, Deary Tobert, representing for the 20th generation. We got Tanya Hall, who represents for the fabulous 40s, and we got our dirty 30s. Now, listen here, we're looking for a dirty 30, but until then, the 20s and the 40s are going to hold it down for the three in between. How about that? But I'm holding it down for you for this evening on this beautiful Thursday. It's still the summertime, so my girls are out on vacation, so I've been holding it down, and it's all right. 20s, I'm turned up, you know? I'm crunk. I'm on the mic. I'll stay on the mic and let the old people get a rest so when they come back, they can turn up even more. Did I just throw some shade? I think I did, but that's all right. They know I got love for them. I got love for my girls. Truly, they have made the pathway for me to follow, and I truly thank God for having this opportunity to be on Inside the 234, sharing this platform with two other ladies, and most importantly, for Cheryl Smith for giving me this platform, chief editor for iMessenger Enterprise, and you can hear the show. You can hear Cheryl's World all week long, Monday through Sunday. That's right, 7 days a week, different times. The Inside the 234 is from 6 to 8 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m., all right? And we're just giving it to you, keeping it raw, giving it to you. Great information, great conversation, and keeping you, not too much with the gossip, you know, but more so giving you inspiration and encouragement, and including in that great music. Today, hopefully, we'll be having joining BJ, a.k.a. Scar. He's a motivational speaker. He's going to be talking about his upcoming event that's coming up on the 22nd. Now, a lot is going on the 22nd. We got the Mega Fest. We have Bishop T.D. Jakes puts on every year. Oh, not every year. Excuse me, Lord, forgive me for telling that lie. He puts on every 2 years, the Mega Fest, and it brought it to Dallas. And when I say it was here like 2 years ago, it was absolutely phenomenal, wonderful, excellent. And if you're here in the DFW, you get a chance, come on and visit the Mega Fest. If you're not registered, go ahead and get registered, because you want to be a part of the Mega Fest. It's something you do not absolutely want to miss. It is going to be phenomenal. Once again, we're going to take a short break. We got BJ Scarf, who's going to be joining us in a few within this hour, we're going to talk about a topic, okay? Ladies, this goes out to you. Fellas, this goes out to you too. Whoever is hurting, who needs healing, we're going to talk to you. Maybe relationship, maybe your financial. We'll talk, touch on that, okay? So keep the lock right here Everyone wants love, especially chocolate love, right? And here I read chocolate eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might sound like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, my black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, you're my super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open, my baby love. Jonesing and feeling under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. See, baby, I need you. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just want to open up. Your flavor is the sweetest thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high.
So many ways, if I go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world, 5 stars, yo, you're so gourmet, girl.
I crave you, I want you, every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle, you're rich like a diver, boy, you're just so sexy.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up.
Everybody, it's your man D. Ellis, Mr. Entertainment. You're now listening to Inside the 2-3-4. You heard me? Inside the 2-3-4. You're inside your boy D. Ellis, Mr. Entertainment. Let go!
Chaka, 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 con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Let me rock it. Let me rock it, chaka, con. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chaka, con. Let me rock it. Let me rock it, chaka, con. Let me really double feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
feel for you.
Three ladies, three generations, three perspective on life, love, and everything in between. Chaka Khan right there. I feel for you. I think I want you. And before you heard some great music by NDRE, Chocolate High, right here, all within inside the 234. Once again, three ladies, three generations, three perspective on life, love, and everything in between. Yes, I'm holding it down for tonight. The ladies are on vacation until the summer is up. You know how they are old. They need to get rested. They need rest. I'm throwing all kinds of shade. They're going to get me when they come back because I know they're going to be listening. But I'm your girl, Daria Tober. Tonya Hall represents for the for the fabulous 40s and our 30s who represent for the dirty 30s. We have looking for a three in place. But we're definitely giving you great music, conversation, and just keeping it real all within inside the 234. Now, today, I'm Daria Tober. I don't know if I told you my name. I'm talking so much, introducing everybody else, that I guess I forget to shout myself out. But we got a special guest on the show today. He's going to be joining me as we have a real conversation. Also talking about an event that's going to be taking place August the 22nd. BJ is on the line right now. BJ Scar, thank you so much for joining me on this busy, hot 120-degree temperature in Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for joining me on today. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. What's going on, Daria Tober? Everything is great. This is your boy, Scar Support. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you on. Thank you so much for taking time, because you know you're a tough cookie to get in contact with. Just to ask, of course.
No, it ain't never like that. I be on the move, but I always got time for you, always got time for the radio station, always got time to have good conversations. So it's just a blessing to be able to finally link in. Shout out to Dallas. You know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, but I'm definitely down here. You say 120, it's more like 130, 135 down here right now.
I'm ready to have an event that's going to be taking place August the 22nd. As people know, a lot of things is going to be happening during that week. Tell us what's so special about the event and what's so special and why everybody needs to get there.
Well, basically what it is, I'm the founder of GTM, which is God's Talent Ministry. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to travel all over the country and meet people and, you know, let God use me, you know, to motivate and to minister his word and different things like that. But I wanted to bring something different to Dallas, something that we do up north, and that's kind of where you take the concept of a gospel concert and the concept of a gospel showcase, and then you bring the two together. So we're doing an event called Respect My Praise, Saturday, August 22nd, 4:30, out in Mesquite, Texas, at Trinity Christian Worship. That's 3300 Gus Thompson Road. It's going to be a gospel showcase and gospel concert for charity. It's actually a free event. We're going to be raising money and awareness for children with AIDS and HIV. So it's a great cause. We're going to have some mime. We're going to have spoken word. We're going to have praise dance. We're going to have live drum sets. We're going to have people doing solo, choir. Man, it's just going to be an awesome night, gospel explosion night. And it's free. It's free. You know, it's not about the money. It's about, you know, bringing awareness for children with AIDS and HIV. And I got the motivation to do this particular event because there's a big misconception. When you think of people with AIDS and HIV, most people think of people just out here having sex without condoms or without using protection, but they don't understand or recognize that they're actually children that are born into that life and with that disease, and they're struggling to live. So we just want to shine a light on that. And you know, we also got the lovely Daria Tober going to be in the building.
Hey,
you know, live with
I
the
will.
Vocals.
Yeah, you know what?
A lot of people don't know your vocals
is
crazy.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say that.
You're going to see something new.
A lot of people hear you on this radio. Anybody who listening to what I'm telling you right now, I've traveled all over. I've been fortunate and blessed. I've heard a lot of singers. The girl is talented. This young lady is talented. She's an awesome woman. And when you hear her vocals, when you hear her song, then you can understand a little bit of why she praised God the way that she do. The anointing that's over your vocals is crazy. You know, I ain't trying to blow your head up bigger than what it is, but I just want to let everybody at the end of the day come out, man. Check out Darius Tobin in person. They used to hearing your voice, but they haven't heard that other voice. You know, I think you should give them a little sample. I mean, you know, if you want to.
You know what? I am. You convinced me to go ahead and do it. And not a lot of people, I'm not so sharing of my talent, BJ, because not everybody is deserving of my talent. But I'm like, oh, I can't be selfish myself. God has given this talent to me, and he'll take it away. But I also understand everybody don't understand my story. So when I sing past all the hurt I've been through the pain, the struggle, and that's why I do sing. So y'all gonna hear something. I'm pretty excited and nervous at the same time. And there's many talents that I do have in store that I don't really showcase, and that's a shame. I was like, God, please don't take them away. So I thank you, BJ, pushing me to even to do this. So,
Crazy. We got a guy named Sean Babcock. He's coming out. We got Miss Candace Renee from Dwelling Place Dance Studio. We got a Tracy Haynes. She's going to do a solo. We got this awesome live drummer who's going to do a crazy gospel drummer set to a gospel song. Then you got me, yourself, Scars the Poet. I'm going to be doing, we're going to have some stage play, some comedy going on. And then I'm also going to do a crazy poetic piece that I know that God will use me to definitely touch some people. We power of praise worship. I mean, I don't have the full list in front of me, but I can just tell you, man, we got people literally coming from all over, from Florida, from Georgia. We got people coming right here from Fort Worth, Carlin, Arlington, you know, you name it. Everybody's coming out, man, to really support this event, support this cause, because God got a bigger picture than what we see.
All right. Exactly. Excited, excited, excited. Now, just tell me a little bit more. Once again, just to recap that, August 22nd, Respect My Praise. It's going to be held at, give me that church look, at the church in the location,
at,
Trinity.
Trinity Christian Worship. It's in Mesquite, Texas. 3300 Gus Thompson Road. If you need more information, if you want to be a vendor, I also own another business as well, and I understand the importance of getting your brand out there. So if there's anybody that's a vendor, if you started a business or you own a business or you want to, you know, you need some extra income for your business or whatever it is, we do have vendor opportunities available. And I've had multiple people that we've worked with. We don't have any set prices. We kind of work it out with you because we want you to be a part of what we're doing. We're even giving out free AIDS testing. I meant to tell you that. I forgot to tell you, Daria. That's important. Even if you want us to come through just to be sure, we're giving out free AIDS testing. Shout out to our sponsor, UT of Southwestern Medical Center. They're going to be coming out, giving out free AIDS testing. We're also sponsored by Tatiana Pickle Palace and Crown Life Apparel. Man, the list goes on and on, but that's important. I meant to tell you that, too. Let people know we're giving out free AIDS testing. You know, come be sure. If you are out here and you're doing your thing, you know, you feel like you're not sure, come get sure.
Come get sure. All right, more of BJ Scars on the way. Hopefully he can give us one of his motivational pieces that he might present at the, Respect My Praise Showcase event that's coming up August the 22nd. So right after this break, maybe he'll share us a little piece. Also, we're going to talk about some relationship issues. BJ is a genius when it comes to that. If you're following him on social media, you'll be able, he's always posting something regarding with relationship. So we're going to have a topic, but first we're going to talk about Chris Brown. Chris Brown said these girls ain't loyal, but what about these men? I mean, doesn't it go both ways, BJ? Right here on Inside the 234.
Over. I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she'd rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she'd rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Jay and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes.
Pretending that he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. with you. You ain't here for dinner, like I'm up for dinner. I loved you for your inner.
In between. I'm your girl, Daria Tober, representing for the Turned Up 20s for all my 20s generation. How are you doing? I know I'm on air with me is BJ Scarf. You can definitely connect with him on Facebook, social media. BJ, where else can we connect with you on Instagram, Twitter, and all that?
Yeah, my Instagram is at Scars the Poet. That's S-C-A-R-S-T-H-E Poet, P-O-E-T, S-C-A-R-S. The Poet. And my Facebook is Brian with the Y Scars Jones, B-R-Y-A-N Scars, S-C-A-R-S last name Jones.
Alright, BJ Scar, we have about 20 minutes left, and so my question is to you, because I know you're going to have a piece for us, a poem, one of your pieces towards the end of the show. The question is, we're opening up the phone line to a relationship topic. Is honesty always the best policy in a relationship? Can dishonest sometimes be good for a relationship? And that's the question right there. Opening up the phone lines, 646-200-0459. That number is, again, 646-200-0459. If you would like to call and comment, is honesty always the best policy in a relationship? Can dishonest sometimes be good for a relationship? BJ, what do you think about that?
Definitely. I mean, when you put it in a nutshell, of course, you always want to have honesty, because honesty leads to trust, and trust come right back to being honest. But there are times in a relationship where, you know, I've seen, depending on the person that you're with, and I think that comes down to knowing the type of person that you're with, and knowing just how honest you can be with a person. You know, it's kind of like when you're speeding down the road and the officer asks you, do you know how fast you was going? You know you was going like 95, but you just say, I know I was going too fast. So you don't give them the full story. You just kind of tell the truth a little bit sometimes. And then a lot of times you just flat out say, no, I don't know how fast I was going. So to apply that to the relationship, it's the same aspect, because at the end of the day, it's all about knowing the person that you're with. I was in a relationship like that in my past where, you know, whenever I was openly and brutally honest, straight up, straightforward, and bold like the person I am, she just couldn't take it. So I started to kind of hold back a little bit certain things as far as, you know, being 100% truthful with her. That way, you know, her feelings weren't really hurt. So I think it really just boils down to the person that you're with. But I think at the end of the day, it's really all about trying your best to be with somebody that you can be 100% honest with.
Yeah, you're right. And honesty in everything. I have Nikita who said on social media, she said, honesty is not always the best policy. Some people just cannot forgive, especially men. Some secrets are best left as that secret. And then I have Jerome who says, there are good, harmless secrets and bad secrets. If I decide to be too honest with this person, unfortunately, she will use my confessions against me when we fight. So that's coming from my social media out there. 646-200-0459. Is honesty the best way, or can dishonest sometimes be good for a relationship? My comment on that would have to be, you know, I agree to somewhat to an extent what you said, BJ. To be honest in all areas, you know, whether that's communication, finance, sexual, and be honest in every area. However, I choose not to be dishonest. I just choose not to share. So I guess that's where the secrets would come in play. There's some things that should just be, and I wouldn't share it unless they ask. That's how I would leave it.
But then
does that
I think
sense,
that's
BJ? Kind of
what I think that, yeah, absolutely. And that kind of boils down to what I was saying. It always boils down to the type of person you're with, you know, at the end of the day. If I'm with you and you're the type of person that can take a joke, you're the type of person that could take open honesty and love honesty and accept it no matter how brutal it is, then, of course, I feel more comfortable with being, you know, 100% honest with you on every topic, like you say. But if I really value our friendship and our relationship, and there's a trait that you have, that, you know, you're a little bit too emotional, so there's certain things that if I were to tell you or talk to you about that, you know, you wouldn't be comfortable with.
Right.
And
well,
it caused problems. So I like how you said where at the end of the day, sometimes you just don't choose to share. So it's not that you're lying, I'm just choosing not to share these certain things with you because of the fact that, you know, you probably can't take it. Or like one of your social media people said, yeah, sometimes you got to be quiet, man. You don't tell people everything, not right away. You know, sometimes you share something open and honest with a person. And I've seen a lot of females, just friendships fall out about this, where they were friends and they were best friends and they share something private and intimate with their best friend. And then they end up not being friends with that person. And then that person decides, well, since we're not friends anymore, I'm going to run and tell your cousin Bobo that you told me you think that he's this or he's that, you know. So sometimes it's dangerous to kind of open all the way up to a person, you know, 100%. Like I said, once again, it boils down to that person.
Yeah, you're right. DJ Scarf is on air with us on Inside the 234. He's going to be back to close out the show with one of his pieces. Now, he's probably not going to present this at Respect My Praise. It's going to be taking place August the 22nd. We definitely want you in the house. I will be in the house. Jesus will be in the house. You need to be in the house. Okay? So hopefully you'll have us a piece ready. Right, BJ?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and just, you know, come with something off the top for you.
All right. We're going to take a short break. Erykah Badu, window seat right here on Inside the 234.
Come back, baby, come back. This is Reverend Omar Jama, and you are tuned in to Inside the 234 with my girls, Shamila, Darius, and Tanya Hall. You know what it is? Keep it live.
You tuned in to Inside the 234. Your girl, Darius Hope, with you. Getting ready to close out this hour. We got BJ Scarves on the air with us. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. BJ, why do they, what is the meaning behind your name, BJ Scarves? What does that mean?
Scar, can you give us a well, as you know, if you look at your body or you look at anybody you know, anytime you see a scar, you always ask yourself the next question is, what happened? And behind every scar is a story. You, what happened to you there? Oh, I fell off the bike. What happened? How did you get that scar? I went through this, or I was in a car accident. They're, your scars tell a story. And SCARS is actually an acronym for Streets, Christ, and Real Life Story. And that's what I do. As a poet, it all consists of, my entire life is made up of the streets, Christ, and real life stories. So, you know, that's kind of what you get when you deal with me. And it's, and like I say, scars tell your story. And so, like I say, I'm blessed to have a gift to where, you know, God uses me and, you know, the word and poetic and lyrics and music and everything else. So, yeah, scars.
All right. I like that. Once again, August the 22nd, Respect My Praise. It's going down. If you're not going to be there, you're not going to be where it's going to be taking place. It's happening. Give us a piece in closing.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Darius, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, you wanted me to go ahead and do something now?
Yeah, we want to hear you lay a piece out for us, please.
Okay, awesome. Let's see here. God be with me. I've been hurt. I've cried. I've suffered. I grieved. I've been through things that you wouldn't believe. Stabbed in the back by my own family. I've even had friends to turn their backs on me. But I kept my eyes elevated on Jesus, and I kept the faith, and I kept on believing. See, I took his love, I embraced and received it, and the Lord let me know that he won't leave me. There were times that I was hated when I needed some love. There were times that I was pushed away when all I needed was a hug. I've had people look at my past, and because of my past, they begin to judge. I'm talking about friends and family, and yes, even people in church. I'm telling you, people told me that I was nothing, that I ain't saved, that I ain't a Christian, that I must be fronting, that the spirit inside of me, it must be demonic. But thanks to God's grace, I can stand here and say that I'm something, so they can say what they want to say. Daria, they can do what they want, because the Bible says that it's none righteous, no, not one. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, look in Romans 3:10 or in verse 23, and you will see that we all have sinned and fell short of his glory. So what does that tell? That you shouldn't judge me, but take a look at yourself. See, I fell to my knees, and I prayed repentance. So I'm here on Inside the 234 to let everybody know that if God is for me, then who possibly could be against me? Amen. Scars.
Wow. Scars. I wish I can do a thumb, something. That was good.
Yeah,
awesome,
man, that's
awesome,
just,
awesome.
I let God just flow. Listen, man, it's,
wow.
I got a, even more incredible stuff. God uses me. I didn't write nothing down, so I give all the glory to him. He just spoke through me just then. For whoever that was for, y'all come out, man, really support. It's a, that's why I'm not charging. I want everybody to come. We're expecting over 300-400 people. Saturday, August 22nd. Mesquite, Texas, Trinity Christian Worship, 3300 Gus Thompson, God's Talent Ministry, Scars the Poet, man. Daria Tober will be there with an awesome God that's going to use her vocally and in some other ways as well. Please, everybody, come out and support. We're raising money and awareness for children with AIDS and HIV. It's not about me. It's about God, and it's about what he's using us to do. So, y'all remember, my Facebook is Brian Scars Jones, B-R-Y-A-N. Scars, S-C-A-R-S, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, and you can follow me on Instagram at Scars Support.
That's right. Thank you so much, BJ Scars. We're definitely going to be in the house August the 22nd. All right, until then, guys, thank you so much for joining me right here on Inside the 234. Three ladies, three generations, three perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. I'm Darian Tolbert, and Jay Moss is up next, featuring Anthony Hamilton. I'm not perfect. No, I'm not, but I'm perfect just for him.
Anybody ever been here? I just want to take a little time and speak my peace.
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
Yesterday.